Welcome to the Property Elite podcast. I'll be your host, Jen Lehman, Chartered Surveyor and co-founder of Property Elite. Stay tuned each week for more on industry hot topics, market updates, and new RICS guidance. In this week's podcast, I take a look at charitable business rates relief and the recent London Borough of Merton v Nuffield Health 2023 case. So what is charitable rates relief? There are various forms of business rates relief available, including small business, rural, retail, hospitality and leisure, empty property, transitional, free ports, enterprise zones and charitable. Charitable relief is available where a property is wholly or mainly used by a charity, charity trustees or a community amateur sports club. This is set out by Section 43(6) of the Local Government Finance Act 1988. Proof of charitable status can be provided through the charity's registration number or HMRC registration for a sports club. Up to 80% relief is provided on the property's business rates bill. This can be discretionally increased to 100% by the local authority. If charitable relief is received, then other forms of relief, such as small business relief, cannot also be applied for. So what happened in the London Borough of Merton case? The Supreme Court presided over this case, with a decision being reached in June 2023. Essentially, Nuffield Health, a registered health charity, operated a gym at Merton Abbey. They also run various other gyms and centres across the UK. The London Borough of Merton argued that because the cost of gym membership at Merton Abbey was expensive and not financially accessible to all, charitable relief should not be applied to the property. However, the Supreme Court held that running a gym fulfilled the overall charitable objective of Nuffield Health, which was to advance, promote and maintain health and healthcare of all descriptions and to prevent, relieve and cure sickness and ill health of any kind or for the public benefit. As a result, Nuffield Health were granted 80% mandatory rates relief at this property. The precedent provides certainty for charities, property owners and local authorities on the application of charitable relief. Simply put, if a property is used by a charity to further its charitable objectives, then charitable business rates relief will be applied. This is irrespective of whether the specific premises has a wider public benefit. You can read the full Supreme Court judgment by using the link in our website blog. Thanks for listening to the Property Elite podcast this week. Head to our website to check out our full blog, free and paid support resources and services, free consultation for every single RICS APC and ASOC RICS candidate, and also ask us any questions you have via the website chat blog. See you next week.